Megillah, Perek Gimel, Mishnah Beis. Ein Moichin Beis HaKnesses, Ela Al Tanai, Shem Yirtzu Yachziru, Divrei Mei, and Ale B'chlal Sala Beis Knesses, to be Mafkia, the Kedusha of a Beis Knesses, because that itself is a Derech B'Zoyin. You're taking the money, maybe you're not going to buy less than a shul, you'll buy a Sefer Torah, fine. That's Mitzad the Kedusha Sadomen. But Mitzad the Mokum itself, a place that's a shul, and you're turning it into a gym, into somebody's den. El al tnai shem yitzu yachziru. You can only sell it al tnai. What does this mean? To make up that the moichrim could always, if the shul's disbanding, the congregation's dwindling, so they sell the shul. It's only b'tnai it could be sold. That the moichrim decide that if the shul's put back together again, the tzibur wants it back, they can take it back. That means the mechir is not really a full mechir. So that's why it's not derech b'zoyin. You're allowed to sell it. They don't have this issu. Except for four things. There are four uses that to sell a shul for those things on mamish derech bezoin. Merchatz, people walk around undressed. Laborski is a tannery. There's a terrible smell. Latvila is a base tvila, like we said by Merchatz. Ula base hamayim means a place for laundry. Again, the smell, the dirt. These are derech b'zoyin. Now there's machlokes rishonim over here, because in the ratio of selling a shul, whether it could be sold to be mafkir the kedusha, the machlokes remain the chacham. That's certainly only when it's not being sold b'shevet tuvayir b'maimed b'nei oyir. We spoke on the previous mission. That's mafkir the kedusha in ganzen, and that you could sell. That everybody would agree. This halacha is not so pashut. To sell something where it's not just chulin, but it's derech bizoyin, the places that are smelly, places that are mamish derech bizoyin, something that was formerly known as a shul, nothing to do with the inherent kedusha of the shul. It's now it's a bizoyin. People used to come daven there, and now it's mamish chilul Hashem. So that halacha might very well be relevant, even if you're mafkir and gantz in the kedusha. It's machlek, the two sheets abroad, so Rambam with the Ravid, the sheets abroad, and Erechaim Kufnun Gimel, that's where these halachas are. You don't sell it to a laundry company. You don't sell it to somebody who wants to make a pool or a gym. You sell it l'shem chotzer, a property. He says you can do it where you're not doing it behedya, that you're selling it for that type of company. That's okay. L'maisa, we don't pass in that way. If it's being sold and you know that it's being sold for something that's derech b'zoyin, you're not allowed to sell it. This is what's nageya, let's say a shul in a neighborhood that became crime-ridden and dangerous, selling it to a company that wants to use it for a church. That's why this is mamish where the shadow is chal. Mishnah Gimel, void amar Rabbi Yehuda, beis haknesses shechorev, ein maspidim v'soicher, beis haknesses that was destroyed, still retains koyach hakdusha, it still retains a kdusha's beis knesses. Therefore, ein maspidim v'soichoy, to make stam, to turn it into a funeral parlor, a place where you have hespedim, they're not. We're not talking over here about a hesped for a tam chochem or whatever, where that would be something that would be done in shul, in a mokum mechubet, that you could do. Ve'ein mafshilim v'soichoy chavolim, you can't leave inside packages, you can't turn it into a factory, into a warehouse, into a storage house. It has kedushas based glasses. Ven person l'soichim mitzudoi, spreading out nets. Ven shoichin al gagoi peirois, to use it for a factory, like we said, or a warehouse, where you're spreading on the roof. Peirois, it's also, it's obviously not consistent with kedushas beis haknesses. Ven oisin oisin kapandrio. Kapandrio is an interesting word. It means a shortcut. It means, it's a in Greek, not even Aramis. Ademekafino adre eol boho. If you're going here, you could already go there. It's short for saying that sentence. The Rav brings it. If you're going around, eol boho, you can go through there. So it's called Kapandria Beloshon Chazal. Shenema vashimoisis migdashechem. The Pasuk says, this is in the Teuchecho, in Parshat Bechukosai, I will lay desolate your mekoymes hakdoshim. It's mashma that even Rachman al Tzlon, when a base knesses is the residents are driven out, are wiped out. Rachman al Tzlon, how many shuls are there that are still buildings that are in Eastern Europe where the Yidden Nebuch were driven away? But the mokim is still called Migdash Eichem. Even in a matzav of Shmom, it's still called Migdash. Kiddushoson afsh kishehen shemem. The kedusha will stays even though the place is shomem. Olu boyasovim, if grass grows over there, lo yitlash, don't rip it out. Ne'ag mesnefesh, let a yid go by and give a krecht. Al mokim ha-koydish in ischalu. There's a discussion over here, the Mefarshim and the Paiskim comes from the Gemara, about uprooting the grass, al tzkovet, then leaving it there, that people should see it. It doesn't have to grow from the floor of the base knesses. You can cut it off and leave it there. We'll finish off this discussion of Kedusha's base knesses with one observation. And that is, that discussed in the Gemara, it's not over here, Mefarshim and the Mishnah, there's Kedusha's base knesses, and there's Kedusha's base medrash. In those days, this is the way it was, the old shuls by the Yekis, not so known today, where they had one big room with all the benches and everything set up, with the bima, with the oren, with the seats, that's a beis knesses. And they learnt in a separate room. There was a kedushas beis knesses, and there was kedushas beis medrash. In the times of Chazal, these two kedushas were distinct, and Kedusha's base Knesses is actually superior, is Yoyser Godel on the pole of Kedusha, than Kedusha's base Medrash. And the question, of course, is that Kedusha's HaTorah is higher than Kedusha's HaTfilah. The Gemara says that Tfilah is called Chaye Shoh, and Torah is called Chaye Oilam. Chaye Oilam Notam Seichenu. L'chor, the Mokoyim, that one learns Torah, should be a Kedusha that's higher than a place where a Tzibur davens. And the answer is this. The answer is that Kedusha's Beis Knesses, davening, is something one does at a certain time in a certain place. The place is very central to the expression of Tefillah. Tefillah is in a Mokim Kavua, a Zman Kavua, the Tzibur gets together, Ba'ifin Kavua. Learning is not something that one does in a place. There might be a Beis Medrash where one comes and it's Marba Pulpul Chaverim, and one learns together with an Oilam, and of course, that's a Gevaldige Kovet Shemaim. But Be'etzem, Kedusha Satera, a person is supposed to think and learning when he walks down the street, and he's supposed to have discussions and learning with the Ba'at Abom, B'Shiv Tachav, B'Ez Chav, Lach Tachav Adere. The place, the Mokoim, Legabe Teira, is incidental. Kedusha Satera is greater because it's Makiv, the whole entirety of a person. It's not just Mokim Kavua with Zant Zman Kavua. That itself, the fact that Kedushas HaTorah is superior and it's makiv the whole person, says that the Mokim, the Kedushas HaMokim, is incidental. The Kedushas Mokim of Torah is less than the Kedushas Mokim of Tefillah, which is so central to Tefillah.